We began last year a general overview in the general psulim by Dalad Minim and the Proteus by Esrig. And we started speaking about the psul Hadar and the psul Chasar. That's the most common two psulim, more or less, that are by all Minim. And in particular by Esrig, we're speaking about, we're learning now Siman Tafresh Mem Ches. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to speak about the psul by Pitim, if the Pitim falls off. So we're going to try to explore and see what the psul is, Hadar, Chasar, and what type, where is the psul, what of the Pitim fell off. The Mishnah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis in Sukkah, the Mishnah says one of the psulim by Esrig is Nitlo Pitmasai. Nitlo Pitmasai in other cases is Pasal. So the Gemara says, what's the case of Nitlo Pitmasai? The Gemara says, Nitlo Pitmasai, Taner Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nitlo Buchnasai. Nitlo Pitmasai of the Mishnah means, Zok the Gemara, Nitlo Buchnasai. What does it mean, Nitlo Buchnasai? What does that mean? The explanation of Pitim. So Rashi brings the Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Tupshatim, and Nitlo Buchnasai. Either means that it's talking about, we're referring to the pitim, what we call pitim on the top of the fruit, the wood that sticks out on the top, or Rashi brings another pshat that it's referring to okets. Okets, we're going to leave that pshat on the side, as Rashi himself says, nearly ikir, that buchnosa is taka referring to pitim. So when the Mishnah says nitl putmosa is posel, that's what we're referring to the pitim. Before going into dining up, where in the pitim did it come off? Let's just understand the metzias. On top of the esrig, these are pitim. These usually it's wood that sticks out. That's in the esrig. Inside the esrig, that stick is coming out. It points out above the esrig, and then on top, these are like a T. There's something covering that pitim. It's actually not a. It's a, like round, like a coin, which now we're going to see is called the Sheshanta. So you have the Esrig, you have from the Esrig sticking out the Pitim, and on top of the Pitim, you have something covering the Pitim, a small little cap, the Sheshanta. In the Halacha that the Pitim was taken, Nitlo Pitmasai, that it's possible, Shaykh in three different Eifanim. It's three ways how the Pitim could come off. Either the pitim could come off completely, the whole entire pitim was removed deep into the inside the esrig, as we explained, the pitim goes into the esrig, so the whole pitim came out deep into the esrig. Or there's a second side that it's flush, which means it cracked off. There's a piece of pitim inside, but the pitim ends right leveled with the shear of the esrig. That's the second side. And then there's another way how it could break is that the pitim, not only is it flush with the esrig, with the fruit, it's actually sticking out above the esrig. But it just cracked off. You have a little bit coming out, and the remainder of the pitim, of that piece, of that stick, is cracked off. So we have three options in the metzias of a pitim breaking. So first of all, we want to know, what are we talking about when the Gemara, the Mishnah, and it's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins La Halacha, that if the pitim breaks, it's Pasul. So we want to know, what are we talking about? The pitim broke, does it mean all the way into the Esrig? Or even if it's not all the way in, as long as it's broken and there's nothing sticking out, or even sticking out is Pasul? That's one Shaila we want to try to discuss. And also, the second Shaila is, if it's Pasul, it is Pasul. Why is it Pasul? Is it Pasul Mishum Hadar, or is it Pasul Mishum Chasar? What's the psul when the pitim is not there? And of course, the big nafka min is going to be, what's the halacha b'shar yoyma? The sek chalamoy, your pitim comes off. So is it kosher as a psul? If the psul is a psul chasa, we explained klar, psul chasa is only the first day. Bashekin, if it's a psul hadar, it's a psul hadar, it's a psul kol shiva. That's the two nidoinim over here in bilagabe pitim and the psul of pitim. So these three tzadim is a machlokes apoiskim. These three shitas in the psul of pitim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, at least the Magen Avraham in one place, are both mako, and they say that pitim is possible when it breaks off, only when it gets removed completely, or at least it gets broken in inside into the hole of the esrig. They're going the viola that it's a psul of chaser, it's missing. So if it's into the esrig, it goes into the esrig where the pitim is actually goes into the esrig, it's chaser. And even if there's a little bit of pitim that's still left over, which the halacha is, we're not going into ukitz, but the halacha is by ukitz, as long as there's a sliver left, it's kosher. By pitim, if it's broken inside into the esrig, you have the fruit and the pitim goes into the fruit. If it's cracked into the fruit, it's chaser and it's pasul. That's the first shita. And the Taz actually says Ladina. That's how the Taz goes like this, Ladina. The second shita is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings Loit the Pirush Arach, and it's also in the Arach, that even when it's flush, Rabbi Yanti, you're asking Mari, we're going to get to it soon. We're going to handle, if it's a wooden pitim, that's the Metzias. Yeah. Klar. But we're going to get to it soon, that these taka different types of Metzias and of pitim, we're going to get to that soon. But the Vaila, we're going in the Metzias of a regular pitim, that it's a wooden pitim, that it's actually inside the fruit, it's not just above. And Mimela, the Shaila is, how much is broken off? We said the first sheet is that it's cracked off only inside. The second sheet that the Beis Yosef learns in the Rishonim and the Rach, that even if it's cracked and it's flush with the esrig, it's broken off and it's the same level, it's also going to be pasul, and it's also chaser. Why is it chaser? Either esrig is gavaldik. The Teretz is because part of having the esrig is also having the pitim. So when it's broken off and it's even with the esrig, so maybe it's pasul because you don't have. It's chaser from the tzuras of esrig. You're supposed to have an esrig with a pitim sticking out, and if the pitim is cracked, you don't have the pitim, and it's possible. The third shita is the most machmer, and it's really a Mishnah Brewer, this third shita, because be'etzem, in chaser, once you have it sticking out above the esrig, who cares that part of the pitim is cracked? You have to have the whole pitim. If you don't have a pitim at all, which means it's flush with the esrig, so that's chaser, because an esrig means an esrig with a pitim. But once you have that sticking out above the esrig, you need the whole entire pitim sticking out. As long as you have something sticking out, that's the esrig and it's kosher. That's really the two shitas. Says the Mishnah Brura, since I have a Magen Avraham in Tafresh Mem Test, that the Magen Avraham says that the Psul Pitim is not because of Chasa, because it's missing. It's because it's not Hadar. If you don't have a Pitim, it's not Hadar. Says the Mishnah Brura, even when it's sticking out, but if it's cracked a little bit, it's not Hadar and it's going to be Pasul. Which really, I think the Sharatzin even is bothered about. It's really a little bit of a steerus on Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham, really, we said before, seems to hold as long as the pitim is not missing completely, it's fine. Even being flush with the esrog, it's kosher. But then later, the Mishnah Brura says with the Magen Avraham that the psul of pitim broken is because of hadar. So even if the pitim is sticking out partially, but it's cracked, it's not hadar, and mamela it's going to be pasul. So just to see what we're holding so far, we have these three shitas. Either the pitim is completely missing is pasul, and it's pasul al chaser. Or even if the pitim is cracked off, and it's just even with the esrig, it's flush, it's not sticking out above the esrig, that's where it's pasul. And these two shitas are it's pasul al chaser. And then we have a third shita that if it's the problem is hadar, even if the pitim is sticking out above the esrig, it's still going to be a problem, and the problem is al hadar. It's kedai to be mitzayin, the shita sakaf achayim. The kaf achayim says that this whole shmooze by pitim, whether if it's in a little bit, sticking out, flush, or sticking out above, this whole machlekes, that's all talking about a wooden pitim. A wooden pitim, so if it sticks out a little bit, you have a pitim, it's fine. Zok the kaf achayim, but if let's say the pitim is a pitim that's made out of the flesh of the esrig, which that's common a lot in the Eretz Yisrael esrogim. That means the pitim is also yellow. That's part of the pitim. Is the pitim is made out of the flesh of the esrig. Says the Kaf HaChaim, even if it's sticking out above the esrig, it's still going to be possible out chaser. Again, if it's sticking out above the esrig, be'etzim, it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer because of hadar. If it's sticking out above the esrig, to be machmer. But the Kaf HaChaim says that if the pitim is made out of the yellow, the green of the esrog, and it's cracked off, even if it's sticking out above, it's still going to be a problem of chasa. So what you were asking before, what the metzias is, such a metzias taka, it's not sticking in the esrog. It's the esrog just grows up as a pitim over there, even if it's cracked off above, it's going to be a problem of chasa.
So a wooden one is not just the yellow one that got hard. It's a different metzias.
If what did you say?
A wooden one is not just the yellow one that got hard. It's a different metzias.
Right. The wood part is really, if you look, when an esrog grows, it already starts off with a pitim. We're going to speak soon, starting without a pitim, the ramah, but it starts off with a pitim. It's nothing to do with the esrog. It's something where the esrog grows beneath it. Even in the flower, it has a pitim. Lamaisa, this Kaf HaChaim, these poskim that are that taka bring lemaisa of shleib zalman rabbel yashav yibad lochaim nissen karel, it's taka say to be makbid about it, that if it's such a type of pitim, it's made out of the flesh of the esrog and it's cracked off, it's going to be a problem of chaser. There are others that argue that say that lemaisa doesn't make a difference. The aloch is that a esrog, if it has a pitim coming up, it's kosher even if it's cracked above the esrog. Let's now explore and go into the second part, the makom where we wanted to know if the psul by pitim is the psul al tzhadar or psul of chasa, which we just said now would make a difference how much is missing. Pashtus, it's a Ramah Tafresh Mem test. The Ramah says that the psul of a pitim broken is a psul of chasa. It's chasa. And like we mentioned, the psul chasar is only the first day. Once it's after the first day, it's kosher. Which would mean, if chalamoid, your esrog got knocked over and the pitim broke, it's kosher. We mentioned last year that even in chasar that's kosher in the rest of the days, al zekei levan veyu, you should try to have not a chasar. But be'etzim, it's kosher. So if you have an esrog that the pitim broke off, the rest of the days is good. However, before that, the Agoyas Maimonis asks that if it's a psul chaser, the psul chaser is bekeiser, which really, that's a shailah sugi for itself, and he asks, why is it only bemashu, which means if it's a psul chaser, even less than the sheer iser, it's still possible. So he says, since it's on the top of the esrig, memeil even bemashu. But that's how they learned, the Ramah learns that when the pitim is missing, the psul is a psul chaser. Meidach, the Magen Avram brings the Mate Moshe. The Mate Moshe doesn't say mefurish, but this is the whole makor of saying that a psul by pitim is a psul of hadar. Says the Magen Avram, I have a diak from the Mate Moshe. What's a diak from the Mate Moshe? The Machs HaShekel and others explain the diak is because the Mate Moshe asks a shaila. When the Mishnah says Uketz is possible, frek the Mate Moshe, Pshita it's possible. Why is a Uketz possible? Because a Chaser. Avad, we know that Chaser is possible. What do you have to come and say that Uketz is possible? That's what the Mate Moshe asks. Zok the Magen Avram, I understand from here that only Uketz is possible out Chaser. Masha Inkein, Pitin. If pitim would also be possible out chaser, like we're learning till now, so why doesn't the Mate Moshe ask the same shaila when the Mishnah says pitim is possible? Typically, what do you have to have a Mishnah saying pitim is possible? It's possible because it's chaser. So seemingly, says the Magen Avram, I understand that pitim, the psul pitim is a psul mishum hadar, not mishum chaser. So we have over here a machlokes if the psul by pitim is a psul hadar or psul chaser. What's la halacha? Is where, in what case is it a problem when the pitim breaks? Where la halacha? And va'oid, is it a psul hadar or psul chasar? So the Poskim, the Mishnah Brura, the Poskim bring that if it's in the Esrig, it's a problem. If it's flush, over there says the Mishnah Brura, Asif Katan Lamed, Nira de In Lahachmer, the middle case of the Pitim being even with the Esrig, it's good. Which is a big nafkumin, even the first day, it's kosher. But then the Mishnah Brura Viter says, Nira, since the Magen Avraham says that the psul by Esrig, by Pitim, is a psul al Hadar, so Mamela, he says that even if it's sticking out above, if it's cracked a little bit, it's still a problem because it's not Hadar. So the halacha we have, the Me'ikr Adin, the Pitim, the psul is a psul chaser. And therefore, only up until the middle level. However, sticking up and cracked, you should be machmer for the shittas that hold the psul is hadar, and hadar is even the rest of the days. What happens if you don't have another esrig? Baruch Hashem, that's not the case, bizmanenu. But let's say you don't have another esrig. So over there, the Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Memtes says, you can make a, not only you should take the lulav with a broken pitim, but he says you can even make a bracha. And he says the reason why you can make a bracha in two cases. Not the case where the pitim is missing inside, but if it's flush or sticking out, you can make a bracha al tzvek sveka. First of all, some shitas hold that the only psul is only when it's sticking in. And even if you learn that these taka psul, and maybe the psul is a psul hadar, because lamaisa the Magen Avraham is choshev for that shita, that the psul is a psul hadar, but lamaisa afa pikein could be hadar, like we mentioned last year. Hadar, the shita said Rambam, is that hadar is only possible the first day. So meilal tzvek sveka, not only should you take the esrig with a broken pitim, you could even make a bracha. Which is a little bit interesting because Lamaisa, the Shitas HaRambam is not brought la'alacha. The Shitas HaRambam is not brought la'alacha. So it's to be mitzarif that into the Svek Sveka. I would have thought there's another chelik to the Safik that Lamaisa could be the psul of the psul chaser. Why is it not a Svek Sveka that you can make a bracha that first of all, there's a tzad that it's kosher. And even if you hold that it's possible, it's a psul mishum chaser. Chaser is only the rest of the days. We're handling about the rest of the days because that's what he says, Svek Svek, you can make a bracha b'shar yoyma. This whole shvuz is only talking about the pitim, that piece of wood that's sticking up out of the esrig. The wood that's coming out of the esrig, the wood or the actual esrig. What's about that cover, which we said, the sheishanta, the cap that's missing? So the Ramah, the Lashon HaRamah is that if it's missing, it's kosher. We're not machmer. The Ran is Medayik and the Rif that learns that if it's missing, it's possible. So we don't go with that cheetah. Yesh machmirim nitla shashanta dahayna masha anukarim pitma v'toiv lahachma v'makim she'efcher. So that the Poskim say, the Mishnah Brura brings, the Poskim say that if, even though Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to take another Esrig, and it's kosher, you should rather take, it's Mashma, you should rather take a different Esrig if the top is missing. However, that's only if the other Esrig that you're taking is a nicer Esrig. Which means you have two options. You go to the market, and the guy who's selling the esrig that's a beautiful esrig, but it's missing that little cover, that sheishanta. Then you could buy another esrig that's not as nice. It's probably even going to cost more because it has the sheishanta. It's not broken. Which one should you do? So the poskim say it's true that you should rather take one with a sheishanta with that cover. But if the one without the cover is nicer, rather take the other one than to take the one with the sheishanta. And the Bekur Yaakov says that if part of the Shashanta is broken, then for sure there's nothing what to be machmer about. The Ikar Adin, you could go ahead and take such an esrig that part of the Shashanta is broken off.
Is this inside Kosher or is this inside?
It's Hadar or Chaser?
Right.
So it has to be out Hadar because Chaser only if it's flush with the esrig. The whole Tzad going up above is only a tzad hadar. Chaser, once you have that it's not into the esrig, it's not chaser anymore. Now, of it's not hadar. So the shayla is maybe even more takes away from the hiddur. So, Now we'll go into the next part of the Shaila. So the Vayla we have like this. We have three shitas, what pitim is. Either it's in the Esrig, flush with the Esrig, above the Esrig. Is it a psul hadr, psul chaser? Zokter Ramah, that Lamaisa, if there's no pitim, which means the Esrig grew without a pitim, the Lashon HaRamah, V'cholze dafka shenitla, which means the pitim was taken away. Avalim loy hoyu loy dadma oylam, it grew without a pitim, then it's kosher. V'cheinim roiva esroigim shemavim imedina seilu. So what's the din? The Lashon HaRamah is that it never had a pitim. What's if it had a pitim and it fell off on the tree? When he spoke, Rabbi Wright, he said that the metzias is by all esroigim, it has to grow with a pitim. So what does the Ramah mean? And more, what's the case where the Ramah says that he was never a pitim? What happens if he was a pitim and it fell off while it was growing? So there's a three-way machlokes over here. Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's a haintedig of machlokes. The earlier poskim don't speak about it. What's if the pitim fell off along the growing process? Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet HaLevi say it's kosher. When it's lehoya, this that it says lehoya pitim ha'olam means that even if it fell off along the way, that's included in lehoya pitim ha'olam. And Reb Shlomo Zalman actually, Reb Vosner explains what's the reason why if it falls off along its growing, it's not a problem whether chaser or hader. He says just like any fruit, when it starts growing, it has peels that fall off. That's part of the when it grows. Not derech gidulei, but that's how it grows. So an esrig, the way how it grows is that the pitim falls off. So mamela, it's not possible. It's kosher. A pitim could fall off, and not only it could fall off, that's the normal that it falls off. And the mamela says of Shlomo Zalman, I rather take an esrig without a pitim. Why should you take an esrig without a pitim? Because if the esrig has a pitim, these are chashash murkiv. Because why is the pitim staying on? It's probably it's murkiv and there's some type of mixed in that it has a koich and the pitim is staying on. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said rather to take an esrog without a pitim, because if there's a pitim, you have to be choishish for murkiv. The second shita is Reb Yashiv. Reb Yashiv holds that only when the pitim is there, but uydoy bekatnusa, it fell off, which means just when it started growing, the pitim fell off. That's like as of lehoya pitim oilam. But if let's say later on in the process the pitim fell off, over there there's no din of over there there's no din that lehoya oilam and it's kosher. In other words, if you buy an asterisk, if the pitim fell off in the beginning, right when it was very small, I don't know the shear. I didn't see anyone to mazbe exactly the shear. He says. Tzivi is saying tol the shear. Tol once tol it's a kosher esrog, but the bekatnusa. It's interesting. Bekatnusa means tol becomes a kosher esrog. So up until the shear esrig, if the pitim falls off, it's kosher. Once it's a kosher esrig, then if the pitim falls off, it's no good. So the meila.
I'm doing it the esrig never had any
oil. What's that? I'm sorry.
In the lotion, the esrig never had it.
Uh-huh. Esrig, when it had a shem esrig only afterwards, I hear. Good, good. That's the yish of taka. What's taka lehoy? Means lehoy when it had a shear for a kashrus of an esrig. Memela, we said before for Rav Shlomo Zalman said to take an esrig without a pitim. Lamaisa Rav Yashiv says to take an esrig with a pitim. Why to take an esrig with a pitim? Because how do you know when there's no pitim when it fell off? One thing is gan is klar, that he's simonim to know if the pitim fell off when it was on the tree or later. The Mishnah Brewer brings a simon, these other simonim, you can see a brown rim around the edge of the esrog. There's another simon, how deep it is, if it's deep in, some say lamaisa, you see it could be either way, but there are a few simonim to be able to tell if the esrog broke off while it was on the tree, which is kosher, or broke off later. But the way Rabbi Yashiv says that even when it's on the tree, it depends when it broke off. If it broke off when it's smaller or later. So over there, what's the simon? Samil Rabbi Yashav said you should rather take an asterisk with a pitim, because if there's no pitim, you'll never know if it fell off before ba'oide b'katnusay or later. The third sheet there. What'd you say? I don't know. I don't know. You want to know if it's like while shaking it? Why would it? When you take it off, it's connected with the ukits, and you give it, you cut it by the ukits. What is it? Should a patch come in? If it gets a bang, it could crack off.
Yeah, it's very. At the same time, the pitta falls off when it reaches a certain stage of ripeness. Some is ready, very early, but even the string that sold with a bit, and by the time they're picking them, it's already drying up and it's very close to falling off.
Just to be masak, to finish off, so we have two sheetahs. One sheet is that if the pitim falls off any time along the growing, it's kosher. Then there's a middle sheetah of Al-Yashiv, as long as it falls off while it's small. Rameh Bransdorfer held that when the Ramah says lo hoya pitim ha'olam means there was never a pitim on the fruit. Memela, any asterig, Kamat any asterisk bismanenu, the ones that grow with the pitim and falls off along the way, is going to be pasul. Three sheetahs we have. What happens if you misupik? Lamaisa, that's a lot of times the case. Whether if you misupik b'chol oifin, either if you misupik, if it fell off while it was growing or later, that pashas, you don't have to have a suffix because you could tell what the simonim. Or what happens if, let's say, you misupik earlier or later when it came off, or later, Meir Brandt, you misupik. B'chalal, if there was a pitim, you misupik. What's the halacha if you misupik? We said he's a psul if the pitim's not there. A suffix psul. What's the halacha? Oh, so the El Yerabah and the Bach say the machmer. Lamaisa, he's a suffix if he's a psul. It's not. Me'idoch, the prima godam holds that it's kashal tzvek seika. What's the svek seika? It's a big chiddush. Not a very big chiddush. The tzad that we started off in the beginning of the shir, that when that pitim is not even a psul b'chlal, we said that could be when the Mishnah says nafal pitim, the Mishnah is referring to the ukits. If the pitim falls off, it's not psul b'chlal. That's the tzad in the Rishonim, Arashi, Tupshatim, Arashi. So that's one tzad that if the pitim gets knocked off, doesn't make a difference what, when, how, it's always going to be kosher. And then there's another tzad, could be it fell off earlier, either it was born like that or fell off in an earlier stage, it does a pasul, so it's a svek sveka, and the mele it's going to be kosher, which is a little bit of a chiddush, this svek sveka, because the tzad of ukits is not brought lamaisa. The tzad to learn that when the Mishnah says pitim means ukits, is not brought la alacha. The Shulchan Aruch, everybody brings a psul pitim. So the mele it's a chiddush to use the tzad of the Rishonim, not brought la alacha, in a svek sveka. So just to be Masaka, be Masayim, we have in the Psul Pitim three different levels, I find where it could break when it's Psul. And then we also said that these are Shaila if it's a Psul Hadar or a Psul Chasar. In the Psul Hadar or Chasar, Hashtetzach, the big Nafgamin is going to be what's the rest of the days. And then also we spoke about the Halacha of the Ramah, that if it breaks in an earlier stage, we said three Shitas, what's called the earlier stage, that it's not going to be a Psul and the Pitim falling.
Here's a fourth.